Colonies of the aquatic invasive have been identified at Million Dollar Beach, Sandy Bay, Cotton Point, and Basin Bay in the southern part of the lake, and in Glen Burnie in the northern neck of the 32-mile-long lake. The discoveries bring to 13 the known number of Asian clam populations in Lake George.
You know, what was a 2-alarm fire is now a 5-alarm fire.
Fund for Lake George Executive Director Eric Tsai.
We have a much more serious situation on our hands, and we've learned that the approach we've taken is not the solution to the problem. So what I think we really need to do now is invest much more in the science, in understanding what makes this species tick, when is it vulnerable, and how do we take it out.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki calls the discoveries frustrating. The task force has had excellent results treating known sites, yet there is obvious growth and spread of the mollusk. Nowitzki says the new discoveries raise a number of questions.
With our survey, we use a certain size screen or sieve to look through the sands and the lake subbase to discover where they are. And number one, are we missing the juveniles? Are they passing through the 2-millimeter openings? Also to know when they do reproduce, at what temperature. And then another question that we'd like to get answered, when they do reproduce, do they actually attach as young juveniles to sand? And then that makes their transport a little easier as sediments get naturally moved around the lake. So these are just some of the questions I think we need to get a hold of to help us come up with more effective treatments.
Lake Champlain Basin Program Aquatic Invasive Species Management Coordinator Meg Modley says these new infestations were not expected and will affect control plans.
We're looking at, are there any biologically sensitive areas in Lake George that we want to protect as a priority? We want to make sure we're looking at the densest infestations and trying to keep those under control. But the new sites that have moderate size populations, we have to reevaluate how we're going to attack those with the resources we have available. If we decided to move forward and met everything that we knew was out there, we would not have enough money at this time to do that.
With the discovery of Asian clams as far north as Glen Burnie, it's clear that the species is moving toward the Lachute River and the Champlain Canal, which are direct connections from Lake George into Lake Champlain. Lake Champlain Research Institute Director Tim Myhook is involved in invasive monitoring efforts, and he has not yet detected Asian clams in sampling.
We know Asian clam is working its way through the Champlain Canal in South Lake Champlain, working its way basically north up toward Whitehall. I'm not sure how far it's progressed or which lock it's at, but it was moving its way through the canal. It's been doing that for several years. If Asian clam were entering Lake Champlain and we had not ever had zebra mussels, it would be a much more serious invasion. Not to downplay it, it'll be up there in, say, the top five nuisance invaders that will have entered Lake Champlain.
Eric Tsai is hopeful that the invasive can be eradicated from Lake George, but aggressive spread prevention policies must be implemented.
The state ultimately needs an invasive plan that is aggressive, that is deliberate, and that is intended to contain and, wherever possible, remove these species. You know, this latest news, this should be the clarion call that gets people's attention and gets people in Albany doing the right thing now while we still have a chance.
Tim Myhook believes prevention is the only option.
Control is basically futile. The best thing to do is never let them in the first place. We should put our money into prevention.
Asian clams were first found in Lake George in 2010. More than $1.5 million has been spent on control and eradication efforts so far. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.